Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Dr. Love is one of the greatest living masters of the Bach flower remedies. He will be discussing the Love Healing System and how to heal your emotional baggage, a system he has developed over the past 40 years. To learn more, please visit drericlove.com. Now, here's our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey guys, God bless us all here, and welcome to Healing Heart. I'm out in the desert of Arizona, out in the middle of nowhere. Beautiful stars all around, and wind blowing, and slightly cold, and very excited to be here, very excited to be with you guys, and that you guys are here with me. I'd like to begin with a prayer, which is also an affirmation from Dr. Joseph Murphy. I'm a child of the living presence. I am destined to become greater than ever before. I am divinely guided to my ideal place in life, where I express myself at my highest capability and become a blessing and a benefit to all humankind. Dr. Murphy wrote the book, Power of Your Subconscious Mind. All my students asked me to get that. And most of the people that I give remedies to, flower essences to, I ask them to get that book. It's the only book in the world that just because a person's reading it, their physical disease, even if they have a heavy physical disease, will begin to improve. So that was a prayer from Dr. Murphy. Let me also begin with a disclaimer. We might as well give the devil his due, or render unto Caesar, whatever you call it. This show, nothing here which is said, and just between you and me and the NSA, is meant to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. And if you got a medical problem, feel free to go to your medical doctor. Of course, here in Arizona, you can go to a naturopath or primary care physicians. So what we're going to try to achieve is to create for you a resource so that you can learn about how to heal yourself, learn about the system that God has shown you. And it's more like a workshop or a webinar. Well, I guess more like a workshop where you're learning. I'm going to go into some of the Bach remedies today. If you have any questions, I'll tell you what you can do. Excuse me. I have my tablet here, and you can email me on the tablet. I should be able to get it. My email is medicinewind.11@gmail.com. That's medicinewind.11@gmail.com if you have any questions. So what we're going to discuss, first of all, is a secret. One of the secrets of what is really causing people's disease and suffering. And that is blood-sucking energy vampires, energy suckers, leeches, and parasites. And in my book, Physician Heal Thyself, I just refer to it as parasitic infestation. It just means people taking your power. In other words, to say it on street level, one of the biggest causes of all disease is people are taking power. Some people say you're giving your power away, but I would say people are taking the power. And they're feeding off of you. And they're dumping on you, dumping their negative energy on you. But let me just begin with some stories to try to illustrate what we're talking about, because you'll catch on to this and it'll mean a lot to you. And you'll be able to figure it out. I had a woman in Santa Monica. I had a Wednesday night class. Now I have a Sunday night class, which is, you guys are here. I'm very honored that you're here with me. And shout out to Mark in Belgium, and shout out to Anya in London. And I'll give you some other shout outs here in a little bit. Cam in Seattle and Carol in Chicago. God bless you guys. So I had this gal in my class in Santa Monica. She was beaten by her boyfriend. So she'd come to class and she'd tell people how her boyfriend would beat her. And they freaked out, of course, you know. And say, oh, girl, you got to leave him and whatnot. But when she'd come to class, I would go with her and we'd walk in the alley behind the house. I'd listen to what she had to say. And she said, Dr. Love, you know, the reason I like talking to you about this is because you never give me any advice. You never tell me what to do. You just listen. But I gave her the century remedy, the box flower essence century, which is for being too much of a nice guy, being assertive, to help you be assertive. We'll pick up that remedy a little bit. Then I gave her walnut for protection and agrimony for holding her feelings inside. I gave her a protection remedy. So literally, with the box system, there's 9 remedies for protection from people who are feeding off of you, using you as a feeder, and dumping on you, using you as a dumper. And her the boyfriend was using her as both a dumper and a feeder. Well, she went through the class for 4 months, and every night when she'd come on Wednesday, would take a walk in the alley, and she would tell me her sad story. Toward the end of the class, she came and she told me, she said, you know what? I told my boyfriend to get lost. I'm leaving that guy. And I said, well, wow, bully for you. You know, how did you come to that decision? And she told me that the shifting and the changes that she made. So we'll tell the class about that. She did. And she left him. That's what happens when you heal the patterns which are causing you to draw parasitic people. I had another woman in the class. She wasn't beaten, but she was dominated and controlled by her boyfriend and by her daughter and by her boss. And she was told doormat, which is the remedy we're going to take up, the century remedy today. So she took a century, and she took a bunch of other remedies for shield. And again, there's 9 remedies for shield. You would take the ones that fit you, or the ones that match your personality type. You take the ones you need, basically. So she took the one, we put together the ones she needed to support her and help her to begin shifting and changing. And after 4 months, she came to me, and this is what she told me before the class got together. She said, Dr. Love, she says, I straightened my daughter out. I straightened my boss out. And I straightened my husband out. She ended up getting a divorce. I said, my God, she said, yeah, I'm totally assertive now. I don't have any issues with boundaries. So I said, my God. I said, well, come and tell the class how you did that. So she went in, she told the class, well, I decided this, and well, I realized that, and well, I decided to change the way I dealt with these persons this way and that way. So she went through all these changes, and she talked about 15 minutes telling about all these changes that she went through. When she sat down, I told the group, I said, well, I'll notice that she never mentioned the box. Reason being is because your healing is not about box remedies. The healing is about the healing you're going through. And the purpose of the remedies, Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studies me, she says the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and go changes. It's going through these changes and shifting the person, which is what the issue is. And keep in mind, humbly, I say this, most people don't want it to be healed. Most people don't want healing. They get a lot of knowledge out of their disease. You'll hear the old woman say, oh, my arthritis, and then she pats her knee so lovingly. She loves it. It's like a puppy dog. People love their conditions. They don't want to take the responsibility and do the healing on themselves. And it's in a more loving way, you would say. They're just not ready yet. I had another person. She was so dominated, controlled by her husband that she told me she wished her husband. I just hate to even say this. She wished her husband would, you know what, and I'm not even going to say it because it's so heavy. And we worked together 3 months, and she told me that she didn't feel that way anymore, and they're having a real good relationship, and she's so much in love with him. Well, it doesn't have anything to do with the husband. Everybody said, let's change the husband. No. You got to change yourself. As she changed herself and developed her boundaries and resolved these issues of being a feeder and a dumper for someone else, and had her boundaries, then the relationship with husband changed. Here, check this story out. This is one of the wildest. I had a woman sign up for my one-year certification, which I'll tell you about here in a bit. She was a massage therapist, and she had horrible body pain. She called it fibromyalgia, but it's just really bad body pain. And I said, well, how come you have the pain? She said, I don't know. I said, well, okay, well, we have to pull the records and open the files, find out what's going on with them. So we'll put her on the remedies. About a month later, she called me, and she was crying. And I talk with each of my students for about an hour a week. We talk about your own emotional back. About a month into us working together, we were talking, and this is what she told me. She says, Dr. Mark, I have to let you know, I'm a good Christian woman. I try to live right as by the Bible and as by my church and what I know about my relationship with God. And I'm a good wife, I'm dutiful, and I'm submissive to my husband. I do everything right. But I have discovered that my husband is dumping his negative energy on me. And that is why I have all the pain. It's his pain. It's not my pain. It's his pain. That's what she told me. I said, hey, it sounds good to me. My God, that's just deep, you know. Sounds good to me. So we changed the remedies because he's changed them once. And she told me 2 weeks later the following story. It was actually about a month later. It was somewhere between 2 weeks and a month later. It all came to a head in this way. She said she went to her husband and she told him, said, honey, I have to tell you, this pain that I have, he was really sad about the pain. He knew how much she was hurt. This pain that I have is not my pain. It's because you're dumping, you're putting your negative energy onto me. And I'm carrying it for you. And I don't want to do this anymore because I don't want to be in pain. So you're going to need to, if you love me, if you want our marriage to continue, you're going to need to stop putting your negative energy on. He said, okay. He was a good man, a Christian, and he loved her to death. And he worked really hard, and he quit it. He followed her lead, and he quit. All her pain went away. All of it. She had a new relationship with her husband, and she had shielding and protection and boundaries. Now, she had made that shift. Pain, you see, disease, pain, it's a wake-up call. During this dark age, God has used pain and disease as a wake-up call to tell you that you need to go make some changes. But because we've been so materialistic, we think of everything as like, well, it's got to cause him the material. It's got to be the liver's causing that, or the kidneys are causing it, or something. It's got to be a materialistic cause. But people don't realize that it has to do with the emotional. It has to do with your emotional spiritual conflict. It has to do with the spiritual issues. All the disease, all of them, it's from karma. It has to do with past lives. And it's predestined before you're even born. It's all the big events of life are predestined. So when you're dealing with the disease, you're dealing with a technical, complex karmic issue where God's trying to show you something. God's trying to teach you something. And our job is to, well, in all the experience of life anyway, there's a lesson. Everything is a lesson. And suffering is a lesson. There's something we're supposed to learn. And we need to quit seeing it as an enemy and fight it and start to embrace it as our teachers, embracing it as our teacher and learning from it. So she learned to be assertive. She learned the boundaries. Now, you may not know. I'm going to give you two examples. You may not know what the issues are that are going on. So you're going to need to pull the records and open files. And that's what you do with the remedies. They assist you to do that. Now, check this out. I had a brother. He's run this big food store. And it's twitching. Bad twitching. Baddest twitching you've ever seen. Drove him crazy because he's dealing with the general public. He's just twitching. Oh, right side of his body's twitching. So I said, well, let's do these flower essences and see what's going on. And so he starts taking the flower essences, and he starts getting better. His back goes away. I gave him remedies for shielding and protection because he's working there. He even had another assistant manager. It was real dominating and bossy. And he needed protection from that person because that person was taking his power. And he got the protection, and he became more assertive, only for him. And the twitching went away. So I said, wow, well, maybe that's what it is. He said, yeah, I don't like my job here. I want to be doing something else. Well, maybe that's what it is. I said, what about your girlfriend? No, everything's fine there. I love her. So he continued on the remedies. Next time I went in to shop, he says, listen, I got to tell you, man, it's twitching starting all over. I said, so what happened to you? He said, well, my landlady with her company, I was 75 cents short on the rent, 76 cents. And she charged me $120 and all these fees. I said, my God, I said, that's another issue of being assertive. You need to go and talk to her. And confront her. I said, maybe that's what the twitching is. He says, yeah, you're right. So then he went off and I shopped. But I came back a week later and he took me aside in a very profound way. He said, Dr. Love, I had a life-changing experience. I said, my God, what happened? He said, I woke up in the morning and I realized I did not want to be with my girlfriend anymore. I said, you're kidding. No. He says, I told her, honey, I'm ending the relationship and I'm moving out. I said, you're kidding. I said, no. And I moved out and moved in with my mother. The twitching completely stopped by the end of the day. I said, my God, that's the wildest thing I ever heard. I said, you never told me there was any conflict with your girlfriend. He said, yeah. He said, I didn't know. He said, but I'm 21. I don't want to be married to her. I don't want to have children with her. He said, I might as well just pull the plug on it. She's not the woman for me. I said, my God, that's the wildest thing I ever heard. He said, yeah. I said, well, my twitching stopped. So what he did was he pulled the records and opened the files. By taking the remedies and processing, going into a healing process on the inside of himself, he began to discover what it was which was causing the was bothering him. Now, I'll tell you another story. I had a woman who, she was, she had terrible itching on her arm. And her arm was terribly itching, and it was burning. And she's freaking out, because it is real bad. And she went to a doctor, and the doctor put her on some drugs, and literally, I'm not kidding, literally, she told me it on both drugs almost killed her. So she went back to the doctor and said, oh, yeah, these drugs can have that side effect with some people. So she says, dude, I'm done. I'm out of here. She left. She said, I'm not going to take any drugs. Well, God bless her. So she called me, and she had received the release. She called me. And I said, well, look here. What's going on in life? And we talked, and by the end of the conversation, she told me, I found out that her mother lives next door, and her mother dominates and controls her, tells her what to eat, just, you know, totally dominates and controls her, called her up. And, you know, she's in her 50s. So I said, well, girl, you need some protection from your mother taking the power. So she had the flower essences and sentry for assertiveness and walnut for values and agarone for holding things inside, minerals for fear. We used a bunch of them. And so within about 5 days, she said, I'm like all better. And so she's happy, and I was happy. And then I got a call from her, and she said, my lips, my mouth is just itching off the charts, and it's got so much pain, and it's just scaring me to death, and my arms are starting to itch again, and the pain is coming out. I said, wait, tell me, when did this happen? She said, well, she thought back. She said, it started Sunday night. And I said, okay, what'd you do Sunday? She said, nothing. Well, think about it. What'd you do Sunday? She said, nothing. But at 8:30, my mother called and she wanted me to come over. I didn't want to go, but I went over anyway. And I ate something, and then I sat and watched TV and hung out for a while. I said, and then you came back, and then the itching and the burning started right up. She said, yeah. She said, my God. She said, and I said, yeah. I said, going over your mother, she sucks your energy and takes your power. You don't even know it. She said, maybe I shouldn't be going over there. I said, yeah, maybe you shouldn't. Because she sucks your energy and takes your power. And by the end of that conversation, this was when she called me, the mouth and everything was like not hurting, not bothering her anymore. And the arms and the itching and the pain and stuff was like way, way better. We had nailed it. So she said, okay. I'm not going to go over that. So God was teaching her how to draw her boundaries and borders. You know, even the old Roman soldiers, they had shields. And their shields were as tall as their body. And so when the bad guys come to fight the soldiers, first thing, they shoot the arrows, and the slingers sling their stones, and the soldier gets behind the shields. And the arrows come, not a soldier's touched. And then the soldiers pick up their shields and close in with the enemy, defeat the enemy. If you're going to heal, you may need to develop boundaries and borders. Even I just finished this cool book called Peter the Great, won the Pulitzer Prize by Massey. And when Peter the Great went to Europe, this was back in the late 1600s, he described that every city he went to had big walls around it. So if some bad guys come, a bad guy army comes, they just close up the walls, close up the gate. One of the biggest causes of disease and human suffering is not having walls. Not having boundaries, not being able to close your gate, not having shield protection. So let's go and take a look at some of these remedies that have to do with shielding protection. And let's see, let me grab my book here. And this will help you understand it too. From the personality type of the person who needs shielding. Now there's, let me just run through real quick. There's, I believe it's about 9 remedies for shielding. First, sentry. Sentry's too much of a nice guy. People please. Then they're going to come in and suck your energy, take your power. Walnut, which is the remedy for adjustment to change, but it's also the remedy for protection from powerful entities who are sucking your energy, taking your power. And then you got agrimony. Agrimony person puts on a happy face. Ronald Reagan is totally agrimony. And God bless him. And when you're putting on a smile and everything, avoiding conflict, they'll come in and suck your energy, take your power. Mimulus. Mimulus is a remedy for fear. If you're scared of them, they'll use you as a dumper and feeder. Larch. Larch is a remedy for confidence. If you don't have enough confidence, they'll take your power. Serrato is also a confidence remedy. The Serrato personality mistrusts his decisions and then asks everybody else what their opinions are. That's how you can tell that remedy. Scleranthus. Scleranthus is a remedy for indecisiveness. So you can't make any decisions, any even little decisions. You just can't make them. You know, back and forth and back and forth. So they're going to take the power. Pine is a remedy for guilt. If you have guilt and you blame yourself, they're going to blame you too. A woman had the worst guilt of anyone I have ever met in my life was a student of Sound Mafia. And in 8 months, she told me that she just hardly didn't have any guilt. That's called a thorough constitutional transformation. That's where you take the deepest acting negative character defect, like in her particular case, it was guilt, and you work with that, with the flower essence and the internal shifting and changing inside yourself until you've completely resolved it and come over to the other side and don't have that anymore. The most dominating man, which is a whole other piece, will take up your time. The dominating people, and there's 4 dominating remedies. But he was the most dominating person, I think, that I have ever met. And his wife wanted me to work with him, which we did. And she told me in about 5 or 6 months, she told me that he didn't need the flowers anymore because he was no longer dominating. And again, that's a thorough constitutional transformation. So that's one of our big targets. We're using flower essences. The other thing is, I mentioned, you want to use what's called the constitutional type remedies. And the constitutional type remedies are the remedies that treat the deepest acting negative character defects in the personality. Like with the dominating fellow, it was the dominating nature. With the guy that had the guilt, it was the guilt. And the other things that were part of the personality. Anyway, so guilt. And then the last remedy for shielding and protection is clematis. In England, they call it clematis. The clematis flower, that is for being spacey. If you're spacey and you're not present, they're going to come in and take your power. Okay, so those are all the shielding remedies. Now, let's take up the first one, and we'll go in depth, and you'll see how this works. The sentry remedy is about remedy for boundaries and borders and saying no and being assertive. The sentry is over-anxious to please others. So this is a people-pleasing personality. They want to please. They want to please you, so they'll bend over back, bending and blending. They bend over backwards to please you, to get you. Let me look through my notes. You know, having notes is like it's crazy because they fly all over the place. Who's this? Okay. Too much of a nice guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. If you're too much of a nice guy and too nice with everybody, they're going to come in and take your power. Doormat. A doormat is when you get taken advantage of by other people. Difficulty saying no. And you can write these things down. They're also in my book called Physician Heal Thyself. These profiles are in the book. And you can write these down because this is a profile of the remedies. Help you understand the remedies. difficulty saying no. So when you ask a sensory person, hey, would you come over and help me move some furniture? Well, they can never tell no. They can never say no. It's part of their personality. They can't say no. So if you're a person can't say no, they're going to take advantage of you. And they're going to suck your energy and take power. And this could be the cause of why you have the disease. Because everybody takes your power, sucks your energy. Difficulty thing, though. Overgiving. Overgiving means to just give, give, give. You're not giving to other people. It's okay to give, but you want to have a balance. Where you give to other people, excuse me, and then you receive from people. You want to have it where you receive as much as you give. And the sensory doesn't do that. The sensory gives, 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 and doesn't even receive. I told a woman the other day, I said, girl, you got 3 PhDs in giving. She laughed so hard. I said, girl, you got 3 PhDs in giving, but you flunked out of grade school in receiving. Let me tell you, she laughed for about like 3 minutes. She said, you know, you're right. I can't receive. She told me it was so hard if someone wants to give something to her or do something for her. She can give, but she can't receive. And so the sensory is for balancing that out. Give away my power. When you give away your power, you're going to end up going into an inferior position against the other person, and they're going to take your energy and suck your energy out. We used to go down, I'll tell you another cool story. My ex-wife and I, we used to go down to Mexico, and we used to take money to an orphanage. And I was like, so cool, and it was so fun. And we got a set of remedies from Elan Bach that owned the distribution rights to the Bach remedies in the early 80s. And they gave us a set of remedies to give to sisters at the orphanage. So we went down there, we gained like $500, and then with donations from people. And then I said, ladies, that's it. We have this set of flower essence for you, and here's some bottles. And I spent a couple hours telling them about how the remedies work and how it moves it and stuff. And we gave them a book, The 12 Healers, and healed ourselves. It was in Spanish. And if any of you have not got that, you need to get it. You can get it for free. Download, just type in Google, Heal Thyself. Make sure it's by Dr. Edward Bach. Heal Thyself. You can download it for free. It's a small book. And The 12 Healers and Other Remedies by Dr. Edward Bach. If you're listening to this radio show, you need to get those books, because those are the only two books that Dr. Bach left us. He burned everything, all of his other writings, everything just left us, those two books. So anyway, so I gave them those books in Spanish, and we had a little class down there. Okay, so about 3 months, maybe 4 months later, we were going to go back down to Mexico and take them some more money to the orphanage. So we went down, and I got out of the car, and there were sisters walking around there, and Catholic sisters who took care of the children, and I said, oh my God. I said, they have a whole new group of sisters, because the women that were there were totally different than the women that were there before. So I figured what happened was they had like a change of shift, and all the other women who were the sisters at the orphanage were shipped out somewhere else. They got a new set of sisters in. So I thought, okay, I'll go up and introduce myself, and we'll, you know, give them the money, and get things going again. So I went up and began to introduce myself, and the sisters turned around. And keep in mind, these are women that I had never met before. They turned around and looked at me and said, oh, Dr. Love, you're back. And I stopped in my tracks and I said, "What?" I said, "It's nice to see you again." And I realized these were the same women. But what had happened was they had taken Century Remedy for being assertive. They had taken Walnut for protection. They had taken Agrimony for stuffing their pain away. They had taken Mimulus for fear. And they had healed those things through God's grace, through inner processing. And they didn't even look like the same people. Blew me away. They were the same people. They were so different because they had gone through the healing process. And that's too cool for school. Okay. So let's go back to Century here. And I got another cool story to tell you in a minute. Doing for others to get other people to like them. This is like one of the secrets, is that the person gives away their power, and they give, and they're too much of a nice guy, and pleasing the other people to get the other people to like them. That's one of the secrets of this. Easily persuaded to please others before themselves. So they'll please you before they take care of themselves and their own needs. In fact, I had this one class, 250 people, and I said, we were talking about Century, how they give to other people before they take care of their own needs. And I said, for example, if there were some people in this class who were Century people who needed to go pee, they probably would just sit right here instead of going to pee and taking care of their needs. Everybody just laughed. And when the laughter calmed down, about 10 or 15 people stood up and said, we're going to pee now. And they stormed out. It was the funniest thing. The Century person doesn't take care of their own needs. They take care of everybody else. And in that, they can have a strong sense of duty, that this is their duty, what they need to be doing. Okay, the next indication is codependence. Now, my joke with codependence is, what codependence means is that you're walking down the street, you go across the street, and you get hit by a bus. And as you turn and look, and the bus is almost on you, and the bus hits you, someone else's life passes before your eyes. In other words, you're not living your own life, you're living through someone else. So codependence means that you're hooked into, you know, you're living the life through someone else, the person you're taking care of. Caretaker. Caretaker means that you professionally or personally take care of other people. In fact, I have a gal who tells me I can't live with other people because when I'm living with other people, I take care of them. I can't stop taking care of them. I said, I told her, you got the 3 PhDs in giving, but you flunked out of grade school in receiving. That's a caretaker. Too much caretaker. A little caretaker is okay, but it's got to be balanced with you. Who's taking care of you? It's got to be balanced with you taking care of yourself. And the Century doesn't take care of himself. Now, this is interesting. Loss of identity. What happens is, when you're focusing on the needs of other people, I identify with the other person until I eclipse, one person said. Sometimes even when I'm in a group, I lose my identity or opinions because of the pressure or influence of the other person. So what happens is the Century Remedy is to help support you to get your identity back so you can know who you are and have a strong identity. And then loss of self. Century has a loss of self. She doesn't have a strong sense of self. She loses herself. And being healthy and being whole has to do with having a good, healthy sense of self, harmony in the core, and peace. Everything begins with peace. You're talking to a guy here who has inner peace. I'm one of the only people around who really has inner peace, what the ancient Chinese called harmony in the core. Everything begins with peace. and write this word down. And when we get done, look it up in the dictionary. C-A-L-M. Calm. We need calm. Anything that would disturb the calm and the peace inside of you is going to rape your mental health. So part of what we're trying to do with this healing process is get you to restore the calm and the peace, the inner peace, the core peace inside your life. Napoleon Hill said that of all the 500 people that he met, he met the wealthiest, most successful people in the United States. He said that only one person, Thomas Edison, had peace of mind. He said number two would be John Burroughs, the great naturalist, and number three would be Andrew Carnegie. People may have wealth, but they don't have peace of mind. And that's what we need right now, is peace of mind. And that's the function of the work that I teach. Keeps things bottled up inside. So the acrimony holds your feelings in. Suppression of feelings. The feelings are suppressed and pushed down inside the cell. You don't want that. You want to be able to have a voice. Write this down. Write this word down. V-O-I-C-E. Voice. You want to be able to speak your voice, and you want to be heard. To be listened to. Speak your voice, your truth. Health and harmony begins around you being able to know what your truth is, to speak your truth, to live your truth, and to know your real self within you. You suppress your feelings, you can't do that. Sentry's a quiet person who doesn't talk a lot, or maybe they do talk a lot. But they're not talking about the truth. Maybe they don't talk about the feeling because they're holding so much inside. Sentry avoids arguments so they can be dominated and controlled and hides their feelings. They can't express their anger. They swallow their anger. Their feelings are suppressed and they hold back their emotions. Sentry is weak-willed, and because of being weak-willed, they're easily influenced. Parasitic infestation is a column here, which means your energy is sucked by other people. People draw your life force. You could be, I told a lady the other day, you could go into Walmart and stand there by the time you paid your bill and checked everything out. The woman standing beside you completely sucked you dry. It could be something that you can't even see, somebody you can't even see. It could be somebody you know about, that you have patterns that are pulling you to that pattern, that person. That's the other one of their own secrets, is that what you suffer from, be it a disease or emotional pain or body pain, what you suffer from, there's something inside of you that's drawing that to you. So your job is to figure out what that is. What are the patterns inside of you that is drawing this person, this experience to you? Self-denial. So the sentry denies her needs. Has difficulty receiving. We talked about that. Can't receive love. Can give it. Can't receive it. Can have self-martyrdom, which means that they allow themselves to be hurt and destroyed just to help you or whatever. Doesn't stand up for their own needs. Sentry doesn't stand up for himself, what she needs. And Sentry can be very exhausted and weary. And the reason is because they're being so drained by other people. I'll tell you about a Sentry lady. At the Naturopathic College, I had a student very honored, the greatest honor in my life, to be invited to speak at college 3 years ago. And the third year, the lady that introduced me was a student. And I'll tell you her story. It's like too cool for school. She, when I first met her, she was a 21-year-old 60-year-old. She looked haggard. She looked worn out. She just was burned out totally. And I did her remedies. We used Sentry for asserting this walnut for protection. Her boyfriend just dominated control. She was a workaholic. She'd work, go to medical school and then work all weekend. And lots of guilt to them. Well, when I came there to give a talk at the medical school, she was the one going to introduce me, and she came up, and I didn't even recognize her. She looked so beautiful. She was no longer haggard. She was the most beautiful person in school. I'm not kidding. She was very beautiful. Well, the reason she was beautiful is because she no longer had all that stress. She didn't have fear. She didn't have anxiety. She stood up, and everybody knew her. And she said, yeah, I've been studying with Dr. Love for a year, because I work with her by telephone. I work with all my students around the world by telephone. She said, I've got my boundaries. My boyfriend's totally changed. We have a good relationship. We have dinner, a wonderful weekend together. She said, and I go and have a massage. She said, I don't work. I'm not a workaholic anymore. I don't work on anything. She said, I go and get my nails done. I get my toenails done. I get my massage. And then the evenings, I spend a wonderful romantic evening with my boyfriend. And there's harmony between us. And everybody's mouth dropped out because they knew what was they knew what was going on before. She says, and I have total confidence. Because before she had no confidence. She says, I'm totally confident in myself now. And then she said, and this is the bomb that she dropped on everybody. She said, I have no test anxiety. Well, in a medical school, the test anxiety is like off the charts. Everybody's like freaked out all the time because all the tests every week. She says, I have no test anxiety. I'm studying, I get good grades, and I have no anxiety about it. Well, that was because of her taking the Mimulus, which is the remedy for fear, and the Larch, which is the remedy for confidence, and she processed those emotional issues until they were gone. Then she said she's no longer a workaholic. She said she no longer had any guilt, and she didn't blame herself anymore. And she said she no longer has any tiredness issues. She didn't have any exhaustion issues. So the whole group about fell out of their chair. And not only that, she looked healthier than anyone in the room. There was about 50 people in the room. Blew everybody away. And I had a group of people around me wanted to study with me. I came away with so many students because they had seen her. They had known her before and seen her go through the same room. But God bless her. Okay, so the sentry is oversensitive. So sentry's a real sensitive person, gets her feelings hurt because she's getting dominated, controlled all the time. Healer syndrome. That means that that you work with people and you absorb their pain. You absorb people's pain and disease when you do healing work with people. And then the sensory draws negative energy. They draw negative energy, negative people to them. So that's the sensory remedy. That's a first of the shielding remedies. Put my book aside, grab these notes, talk about some other cool stuff here. Let's see. Ah, George Washington. I'm reading a book called Washington the Black by Chandler. Won the Pulitzer Prize. Check this out. Mary Washington, George Washington's mother, was dominating, and she controlled him. She fed off him, sucked his energy, took his power, dumped on him. He was very politically correct, and he was very dignified and very respectful to her, but she still did it. He couldn't stop her. When he was young, you know, what you do? When George Washington married Martha Washington, his wife, Mary Washington absolutely refused to come to the wedding. For the rest of Mary Washington's life, having those 10 years, she never once came to Mount Vernon to see George Washington and Mary, or Martha Washington, and their little home. Never once. Because she couldn't let go of the need to control. She was so mad at Martha for taking her son away from her. And isn't that a wild story? And George Washington, he was in need of shielding and protection. When he was president, the patterns, and we talk about patterns, and you can see the patterns. He had the patterns. He had the trauma about being dominated and controlled, having people pull his energy and be negative with him. And when he was president, he had Thomas Jefferson, who professionally worked with him. He was vice president, but he hated George Washington. And he had, I believe it was John Adams or Samuel Adams, who was Secretary of State, hated him. So Washington had two people that not only were dominating and controlling, but they hated him, that he was working real closely with. And he was in excruciating body pain. And his teeth hurt all the time. And it was the same with John Kennedy. John Kennedy, his vice president, hated his guts. And many people say that the vice president is the one who actually had him killed. Who knows? But the one thing that everybody knows is that the vice president hated Kennedy's guts. In fact, the head of the FBI hated his guts. The head of the CIA. But Joint Chiefs of Staff hated them. So poor Kennedy was surrounded. He had the pattern of drawing people who dominated, tried to dominate and control them, and was adversarial and oppositional to him, trying to dump on him, suck his energy, and poor John Kennedy had just excruciating back pain. And he had some strange disease. And it was all because of having all these people stuck in his energy, taking his power. I got this cool story to tell. I think I have enough time. I'll tell you next time.
3 minutes.
How much time we got?
3 minutes.
We got 3 minutes? Oh, my God. Okay. Well, let me do a little commercial here. My school, the Academy of Healing, we give certified homeopath. We give certified nutrition consultant and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And it's a one-year course. I sit beside you. I hold your hand. I walk you through your own personal healing process. And I teach you how to heal yourself. I teach you how to work with other people. I teach you the five flowers using the system that I've developed, protocols. We teach you the SAF with a bunch of other cool systems. Anyone who's interested in talking to me about the certification program, it's a one-year certification program. We've got some classy certifications to give out to you. Give me a call. And if you also are interested in private sessions, you can give me a call. My number is 406-585-0774. 406-585-0774. Let me see if I can cram in a quick point. I don't think I can do much.
1 minute.
I'm not going to be able to do it. So that's about it. God bless us all. Let me read this from Dr. Murphy. I think I can read this in 20 seconds. I just think this is so cool. I am a child of the living, loving presence. I am destined to become greater than ever before. I am divinely guided to my ideal place in life, where I express myself at my highest capability and become a blessing and benefit to all time. So thanks for joining me in my radio show, and God bless us all. And shout out to all you guys. And come back and be with us next Sunday night, 6 o'clock California time.